This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back on Mix 104.1.
All right, you probably know him from Hell's Kitchen, or maybe if you watch Bar Rescue, of course, with two spectacular chefs on those shows, Gordon Ramsay and John Taffer, Kennedy.
Yes.
And then his restaurants here in town, Buttermilk and Bourbon and Citrus and Salt. He almost won Hell's Kitchen, and he's actually getting ready to open up a new Buttermilk and Bourbon right around the corner from the radio station.
Which also we don't yard. Hate at all.
No, I'm for it.
I know. I want to say good morning to Chef Jason Santos. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning to you guys.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm living the dream.
So here's the first question I have to ask you. That hair, that blue hair, that has become your thing. How old were you when you first dyed it, and have you ever changed the color, and what color is it?
So, I was 19 years old, many, many decades ago. I've had the same brand, the same color, and I finally had this brand reach out to me just 2 weeks ago and comment and send me a bunch of hair dye. But mathematically, I think I've spent $40,000 already on hair dye. So it's been pretty crazy.
I feel you. I feel you, Jason.
I'm 27 years old now, so it's been like a long time.
But you do yours. Do you do yours at home on your own?
I do. I have it down to a science. In fact, I'm pretty sure I could be a colorist at any point.
Yeah.
More efficient, easier, in and out, nobody gets hurt. But I'm hoping they develop a pill where I can just take this pill and it'll grow blue, because it's really...
It's a lot of work.
That sounds like I might have side effects.
It's a hustle.
So
beauty is pain.
Go ahead, what were you going to say?
I said beauty is pain. That's what they say.
Mm. Indeed. It hurts to look this average.
How did you end up on Hell's Kitchen with Gordon Ramsay?
So 11 years ago, I casted for it. It was just an open casting. I at the time, I wasn't even that interested in doing it. I was just up and coming in my career. And I went to this casting, and I'm very competitive by nature. And I saw, it was like 1,000 people. It was at the Park Plaza Hotel. And as soon as I got there, I just felt this obligation to win. But I wasn't even on the show yet. I just wanted to win at the casting. So I ended up being on the show, and I kept in contact with Gordon and then the producers and stuff. And then 11 years later, I got an email, hey, you want to be the blue team sous chef? And, of course, I jumped at it, and it would be super weird if I was in the red kitchen, so it made perfect sense.
You would be an American flag. Your very own American flag.
It would be weird. So I'm not sure if I got on the show because of my talent or my hair, but either way, I'll take it.
When you were a contestant, is there a particular insult that Gordon Ramsay yelled at you, like that just stuck with you, like, oh, that one hit close to home?
You know what's funny is I actually went on the show thinking, okay, this is a cooking competition. I wasn't really into TV at that point. And then I realized, all right, it's a TV show. There's some things producing and production value. So I thankfully kind of got by unharmed. I mean, I didn't really get lit up too much. I mean, I'm sure he yelled at me, nothing memorable, because I just sort of played the game. I realized, hey, if you say something out loud, they're going to use it against you. So a lot of times, the cooks will say, oh, I screwed up these mushrooms. Well, now you're just asking for it, So even if I made a mistake, I would just not skip a beat and just act like I meant to do it. And, I was really good at how I articulated my responses so they couldn't use it against me sort of thing with editing and posts and all that stuff. But it's a very real show. It's unbelievable. Their contestants are vying for a $250,000 prize and work under him as his protege. So I mean, it's called Hell's Kitchen for a reason. We're very intense with them. I mean, I'm thankfully now on the other side. I'm not getting yelled at. I'm doing the yelling. So, but it's
stepping your insult game up.
I learned from the best, you know, so it'd be great. I would, you know, there's times we'd kick in their dorm rooms and I would just kick in like SWAT, wake them up. They'd be in the kitchen at 6 a.m. I mean, it's a legitimate prize for legitimate chefs. So it's survival of the fittest.
Jason, what is it like opening a restaurant? Like, do you feel like you're about to birth a child here?
You know, I'll tell you, for me personally, this is now my fifth restaurant. I've done it a few times. It's more the people around me. My wife is just an angel for putting up with my stress and my, you know, I'm out of the house at 6 in the morning and home at 10 at night. Mm. So it's, for me, it's kind of autopilot. It's one of the few things I think I'm good at. So I enjoy the process, however, very stressful financially and, you know, things going wrong and I'm opening in a week and now they have to rip up my floor because it's buckling. But, you know, my wife has been great. My family's been great. Everybody's super supportive. I mean, as a chef, it's like you put everything. I'm all in, as they say, especially this restaurant. I've never actually built a restaurant from the ground up. I've always taken older restaurants that have failed and I've flipped them, you know, for obviously much more economical. But to build a restaurant from sand all the way up is an unbelievable process, but it's also unbelievably expensive. And you know, I joke, but I mean it. It's like, I'll either be very, very happy or I'm going to be homeless. You know, it's like one or the other. But I believe in the concept. I believe in my staff. And I think we really have something unique for Boston. And this restaurant, Erica Diskin Assembly Designs, it is stunning. Like, I know it's mine. It sounds a little cliche, but I think it might be one of the most beautiful restaurants I've ever been in, even if it wasn't mine.
It's going to be
absolutely stunning.
It's an Arsenal Yards Buttermilk and Bourbon. Let me ask you this. How is it going with finding staff? Because, you know, all we hear about is, you know, it's tough to fill staff at restaurants right now. And then you're trying to open a new restaurant and the existing restaurants can't find people.
Right. So, I mean, there's a lot of hurdles opening a restaurant, and we're now where the restaurant's basically, we've passed all our inspections, we're just kind of fine-tuning and a little bit of finish work. So now we're on to hiring, and hiring has been, I mean, it's been horrible. It's now making me sick to my stomach because we just can't find anybody. I mean, it's like I'm doing double duty. I'm you know, at the restaurant during the day, then I'll have to go to my other restaurant tonight and actually cook, like, in the kitchen, which I try to cook, you know, a few times a week, but I like to be able to make my own schedule, where now it's like I'm at the, you know, I have no choice. It's like we're just staff. We're trying to hold it together. We're exceptionally busy at the other restaurants, which we're very thankful for, but we're also understaffed. So, like, you know, but our guests have been amazing. They understand the situation. They're patient with us. It's slowly starting to get better, I think. I mean, there's a little bit of a light at the end of the tunnel, but, you know, to put this kind of money and this kind of effort into something to be ready to open but not be able to open because you don't have people that work, I mean, it's stressful. So, you know, we're opening in 2 weeks, and we're training the next 2 weeks, and we're going to hope for the best and just hopefully we can put out a good product. But it's a great environment. I mean, it's a beautiful restaurant, great food, great place to work. I mean, everybody's been with me for a long time. I mean, I think in the restaurant business, it's very transient. Most of my staff have been there, you know, some close to a decade now. So,
all right, let me put you on the spot real quick. I know every time a restaurant opens, they always have like a VIP beforehand party.
A fancy soft opening.
Yeah, they'll, like, you know.
We love a soft opening.
Yeah, they'll send to the friends and family of the people opening the restaurant. What would you say about maybe giving away an invite right now on the air to just a couple of people that listen to the show?
100%. Let's do two people. The party starts at 7 o'clock. It's next Thursday night. We have a band, a tarot card reader. I'll throw in a $50 gift card when they arrive and a signed cookbook, and we'll make it super special for them.
Wow.
And they get the first look. This is literally the first look.
That's awesome.
Are we in?
Celebrities, so it's a great party. I hope you're invited.
Also,
you are now.
I feel like you get to say.
Just really quick, we're getting text messages from people who are like chefs or whatever who want to work. If they want to work with you, what do they do?
So they can email me personally, actually. It's jason@buttermilkbourbon.com, and we'll get them hired. We'll meet them. I'm at the space now every day. You want to come by and see how beautiful it is. We have applications. We're on site now every day, so come check it out.
Hopefully
it's a good fit, and let's do this.
Awesome. Well, congratulations on the new restaurant. I know it's going to do really well. It's good talking to you again, Jason.
Thank you. Likewise.
See you next week.
All right, talk to you soon. I went out to.
I assume we're coming.
I went to dinner.
I'm
with
show
him.
Up.
I went to dinner with him and his wife, Twee. Lana and I did about 2 weeks ago. And here's what I'm going to tell you about his wife and my wife. Our wives, they married up.
You really should stop talking.
You want to get a winner for the VIP meet and greet there with the backstage?
I'm just going to write my name down. Not even answering the phones.
Because the phone lines are lit. Right
oh,
now.
No. Sorry, you guys didn't win. You're going through a tunnel.
All right. Again, a thank you to Chef Jason Santos. Oh, go check him out at Buttermilk and Bourbon or at Citrus and Salt. You can see him on Hell's Kitchen and on Bar Rescue. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.